This is Scott Becker with a special edition of the Becker's Healthcare and Becker Private Equity Podcast. These are 13 trends that we're watching in healthcare real estate. The prescript to all of this is that high interest rates are having a huge impact on real estate in all categories, including, of course, healthcare real estate. So that's also caused a huge logjam in deals and lots of other sort of implications for real estate, including the cost of debt, the cost of building, the cost of everything. So here's our 13 points. Health system real estate costs remain on the average between 8 to 12% of operating revenues. That's a modern healthcare and JLL stat. It may not be exact, but it's directional. Second, systems are working hard to keep those costs at those levels or lower as inflation continues to be very challenging on the labor, the physician, and the pharmacy side. You're still seeing lots of inflation in those areas. Real estate started to at least ease a little bit in terms of its growth rate. And since we're trying to keep those numbers at 8 to 12% number lower and lower. Third, for a very long time, hospitals were working so hard at putting so many urgent care spots on the board, so many different locations on the board. Now we see hospitals slowing down on that to be much more cautious in where they're building additional real estate, wasting more additional real estate. You see it much more in areas where there's potential profitability opportunities, surgical centers, micro hospitals, other types of areas, but they've moved away from having so many points on the map. It's also very hard to staff that many points on the map. Fourth, hospital at home has started to gain some traction where hospitals are sort of excited about the idea of trying to reduce real estate costs more, but so far we've not seen it take off nearly as much as we'd like to. Fifth, healthcare rates are generally performing better than office commercial rates, but generally the market is lumped in a lot of the REITs together. So now we're saying healthcare rates are generally performing better and doing better. They're not doing that materially better in the stock market than some of the commercial REITs, which have been struggling. Sixth, higher interest rates are making the margins of healthcare REITs a lot tighter, and that sort of goes without saying. Seventh, high interest rates are softening the growth of sale-leaseback healthcare deals. At least more than half, probably 70% of real estate related to health systems is still owned by health systems, and health systems are moving particularly quickly to offload that real estate and move into sale-leaseback transactions. That's our seventh point today. Eighth, customer or tenant concentration remains a very real issue for REIT, as evidenced by the Medical Properties Trust fallout when Steward Healthcare ended up in financial trouble. To the credit of Medical Properties Trust, they have recently done deals to shore up their balance sheet. They're doing a great job of trying to reduce that customer concentration. It's very significant. 67% of the rents come from Steward Healthcare-related facilities, and that's a problem. Ninth, building costs remain extremely high and remain hard to control and keep on target. But notwithstanding that, a lot of health systems ultimately have very old physical plants, often average 70 years or more, and are going to have to do some new building, whether they want to or not, or don't want to. Tenth, new hospitals are being built, particularly by financially healthy systems. We see a lot of new projects, particularly around oncology, surgery, and high revenue areas. It seems like every building is related to the areas that are the most positive in terms of revenue and so forth. 11th, as noted a second ago, many hospitals will have no choice but to build replacement hospitals. 12th, there continues to be growth in the development of micro hospitals, surgery centers, and other smaller sites that could add to a hospital's portfolio, particularly if it's revenue producing. 13th, the private equity growth of physician and hospital system ownership is something that makes it a little bit harder as a REIT as you're dealing with more sophisticated people on the other side of the transaction, sometimes people that are more concerned about just pure profitability than the right management structure, the right rational split of deals and so forth. But generally, we find from our people in the real estate business, they find the private equity sponsored practice harder to deal with than the general physicianal practice and general hospitals, not-for-profit hospitals. And anyway, thank you for listening to this special edition of the Becker's Healthcare and Becker Private Equity Podcast. We'll be giving a talk about trends and healthcare real estate trends at FOMA International in May. And partly this is in preparation for this. We hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening to the Becker's Healthcare and Becker Private Equity Podcast.